Thank you for calling Lotus Habits. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your zip code? Hi. Can I please have your zip code to locate your account, please?
28787. Yeah.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
My name is Patricia Brumbaugh.
Patricia. Thank you. One moment while I locate that account, please. Okay. And what was the first name? Patricia.
Patricia.
Okay.
And I want to find out how I can make you people stop sending me something I don't want. You send me notifications of a shipment, and you do not give me any means to cancel this. I accepted an offer of a month's sample, and instead I'm getting hit for $25 a month, month after month, for something I don't use, don't want, and you don't give me a way to cancel it.
All right. For security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
1 East Rolling Acres, Weaverville, North Carolina.
Thank you. And I see here you have Arecito Flicks. And you want to cancel?
Yes, and I want you people to engage in good business practices and not make it so damn hard to cancel. You send me these emails that say you're shipping me something. There's no contact information to say I don't want it. I get a package. It has a dippy little packing slip in it. There is no contact information to say I don't want it. That approaches fraud. And if you think I'm angry, you're right. I'm angry.
Okay, allow me one brief moment and look into that account, okay?
I'm sorry? Sorry, what did you say?
Allow me one moment while I look into the account, please.
You mean the account that you had to have my zip code for?
Yes,
you had to have my address
What I'm doing
for,
now is
that you weren't checking anything?
First, I have to get the account pulled up, ma'am, before I can look into anything. When you call in, it's a blank screen. Once you verify your address, that's when I'm unable, that's when I'm able to go ahead and look into the account. I'm sorry about that. Allow me one brief moment. I'll go ahead and get this account canceled, please.
And I want the charges for November canceled because I understand what happened in October, but the only reason I couldn't cancel is because you folks do not provide that service. And it's very simple. Either you cancel those November charges or I will proceed to file a complaint with the Postal Service for fraudulent use of the mails because you're shipping me things that I didn't order, don't want, and was not given an opportunity to decline. Is that clear?
Okay, and I do apologize. Would you allow me one moment, please? And I go ahead and get that handle for you.
Thank you.
Come on, please.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm getting it canceled and refunded for you now. Just bear with me, okay?
I'm sorry. I'm having a very hard time understanding what you're saying.
I'm getting it canceled and refunded for you now. Just allow me one moment, okay?
Thank you.
All right. So I was able to go ahead and cancel the account. I did issue the refund.
And
you receive it 3 to 5 business days.
I will receive something?
You receive a refund 3 to 5 business days.
I appreciate it. And I would suggest you report to whoever it is that you report to that if this is not taken care of, I will file a complaint with the Postal Service for your fraud. Is that clear?
Well, it has been done, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling customer support.
My
name is Kaylin.
Can I have your name, please? Kaylin?
Yes.
Kaylyn?
Correct.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thanks
for calling Lotus Habits. You have a great day.